देवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवा नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदादार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम यू ऑल अवर रेगुलर श्रीमद्भागवतम क्लास। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट नंबर 24 एंड 25th। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी टेक्स्ट नंबर 24। एकादशत्वात्मासो भूतेन्द्रियानि च महाभूतेन्द्रियानि च अष्टो प्रकृतयश्चैव पुरुषश्च नवेत्यत। एकादशत्वात्मासो महाभूतेन्द्रियानि च अष्टो प्रकृतयश्चैव पुरुषश्च न वैत्यत एकादशत्वात्मासो महाभूतेन्द्रियानि च अष्टो प्रकृतयश्चैव पुरुषश्च न वेत्यथ एकादशत्वे इन द कंसिडरेशन ऑफ 11 आत्मा द सोल असो दिस महाभूत द ग्रॉस एलिमेंट्स इंद्रियानी द सेंसेस च एंड अष्टो एट प्रकृतयः नेचुरल एलिमेंट्स अर्थ वाटर फायर एयर इथर माइंड इंटेलिजेंस एंड फॉल्स ईगो च अल्सो इव सर्टेनली पुरुषः द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड च एंड नव नाइन इति दस अथ फर्दर मोर ट्रांसलेशन काउंटिंग 11 देर आर द सोल द ग्रॉस एलिमेंट्स एंड द सेंसेस एट ग्रॉस एंड सटल एलिमेंट्स प्लस द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड वुड मेक 9 सो एज दिस टेक्स्ट डजंट हैव अ परपोर्ट विल टेक नेक्स्ट वर्स 25th इति नाना प्रसंख्यानां तत्वानां ऋषिभिकृतं सर्वं न्यायं युक्तिमत्वाद् विदुषां किमशोभनम् ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द ग्रेट फिलोसॉफर्स हैव एनालाइज्ड द मटेरियल एलिमेंट्स इन मेनी डिफरेंट वेज ऑल देयर प्रपोजल्स आर रीजनेबल Since they are all presented with ample logic. Indeed, such philosophical brilliance is expected of the truly learned. Purport. The material world has been analyzed in innumerable ways by innumerable brilliant philosophers. But the conclusion is always one. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. Aspiring philosophers need not waste their precious time showing off their intellectual brilliance because there is little left to analyze on the material platform. One should simply surrender to the absolute truth, the supreme element, Lord Sri Krishna, and uncover one's eternal consciousness of God. मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरं परमानंद माधवं असाधुना साधुतादैन अतिनीचोच्चतकर अनामुं चा कदाचिन प्रेमना मत कंठव्यस्पुरम् Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak, which can inspire us to practice our devotional service and also purify our heart from the anarthas. So this is a wonderful discussion of Lord Krishna and Uddhava. The talk is concluding in this verse. Another question which was asked by Uddhavji has been concluding in this 25th verse. And then again, Uddhavji is going to ask next question. So Lord Krishna here is concluding the talk saying that such philosophical brilliance is expected from a truly learned personality. As question was asked by Uddhavji that different people say different things about the elements of material nature. What is the truth? And Krishna here is saying everything is whatever has been spoken. Whether somebody says 11 elements, somebody says 9 elements, whether it is 8 elements, they all are correct from their point of view. So he's not denying their conclusions, their enumeration of material elements. And then here is already been spoken by other speakers that how Lord Krishna is all accommodating. So today I'm going to discuss few other themes. Before that, what is Krishna? That we need to understand. And very nicely explain this. Ambodhisthalatam stalam jaladitam dulilava shailatam shailomrutakatnatam trinam kulishatam vajratrinakshinatam vahanishitalatam himam dahanatam mayati yachchechaya leeladurlalitadbhutavyasanine Krishnaya tasmai namaha. Who is Krishna all about? It's been spoken over here that ambodhi stalatam stalam jaladitam yachcheshaya. By his desire, if he desires, what can happen? Ambodhi refers to ocean. Ocean containing unlimited water. Liquid in nature. Ambodhi stalatam. That ambodhi, that ocean can turn into firm ground if he desires. And the firm ground, the earth, can turn into ocean if he desires. Ambodhi stalatam. And jaladitam stalam. Dulileva shailatam. He can turn a grain, a dust, into mountain. And if he desires, mountain can be turned into dust. Shailam mritkanatam. Shailam refers to mountains. Agar unhone ichha ki, to parvat bhi mitti ban jayega. Aur agar mitti ki unhone ichha ki, to parvat ban jayega. Trinam kulishatam vajram trinakshinatam. And if he desires, even a blade of grass can turn into vajra. And if he desires, vajra can turn into blade of grass. That is the ichha, that is the desire, that is the personality of Krishna. Only by his desire, things can behave differently. Vahanim shitalatam. A fire can turn into a cooling breeze. A icy cool breeze. Vahanim shitalatam. And if he desires, himam dahanatam. Even ice can give a burning sensation. Yad ichchaya. And leela dur lalitad bhutam vyasanine krishnaya tasmai namaha. I worship that Krishna. That Shyam Sundar Nandanandan Yashoda Nandan Ghanshyam, that Krishna I worship. Because his leelas are adbhut. It's very difficult to understand what he performs and how he performs. So that is the description given about Lord Krishna over here. And I'll come back to this point of Krishna's supremacy. I'll discuss few things in today's class. I'll be discussing that, as here Krishna is saying that everyone is all right. Is he all accommodating? Is Krishna's personality is all accommodating? Because here he is saying, yeah, if some philosopher says there are 9 elements of material creation, no problem, that is also right. Somebody says there are 18 elements, that is also right. So that is one of the aspects of today's class, that is Krishna all accommodating? Is accommodating everything? So this is first thing I'll be discussing. And the second thing, every philosopher have a different enumeration. So what is the purpose of enumerating all the material elements? That is the second point I'll be discussing during the class. And the third thing, what inspires devotees to surrender to the Lord? Because here, surrender is spoken. What inspires? We all have to, or we all are trying to surrender to the Lord and his devotees. But what is the inspiration one should have? So these things I'll be discussing. So here Lord Krishna has taken the role of a spiritual master. Because Uddhava is asking question. And he is sorting out different answers to different philosophical questions. And doubts they arise on the path of devotional service. So here the qualification, and we are reading this section for so many days, so many months. And Uddhava is not tired of hearing. It's interesting. He is asking question after question, question after question. He is clarifying all the doubts, just like our Anandanandan Prabhu. Each and every aspect, please clarify. Because the goal of human life is, in this life, we want to go back home, back to God. There should not be any loopholes in our understanding. Uddhavji is displaying the mood that there should not be any loophole in understanding philosophical doubts or any of spiritual practices which somebody is going to perform. So one of the qualification is been spoken, that why we should keep hearing, and what is the qualification of keep hearing? Hearing will not be possible if this qualification is not there. This has been spoken in the third canto. Devahuti, Mother Devahuti, she explains that. What is that qualification? Nirvannam nitaram bhuman asadindriya tarshanad ena sambhavyamanena prapannadham tamah prabho. Nirvannam nitaram bhuman. Oh my Lord, what is happening with me is asad indriya tarshanat. I am sick. She is saying, I am sick. Main bimar hoon. It's not cough cold. It's not mental disturbance. It's not cancer. What is the sickness she is explaining? Which everyone in this world, and the cure she is sorting out. What is that sickness all about? Asad indriya tarshanat. The demands of senses are creating troubles. And they are creating sickness. Unlimited demands these senses have. Asad indriya tarshanat. The temporary senses which are desiring so many objects. and pulling living entity everywhere to explore happiness. She is saying that I am sick of this disease of Indriya Tarshanat. And this Indriya is not real. They are asat. So please, O my Lord, I have surrendered unto you. Please cure my this sickness. You are the doctor. You can give me that medicine. Tamo andha, this Indriya Tarshanat, they are throwing me into the deep darkness of this world. So please, help me. So and there Prabhupada writes that, unless one is tired of material sense gratification, means one has to become tired of material sense gratification. One need not have to eagerly waiting for material sense gratification. One has to be tired. Are bas ho gaya. Isn't it? How much I can enjoy and how long I can enjoy. Unless one is tired of material sense gratification, understanding spiritual subject is difficult. So spiritual subject matter will be difficult to understand if we are not tired of material sense gratification. Otherwise, spiritual life remains cosmetic. Just how we use our cosmetics, cream and powders, that way we use our spiritual life to decorate ourselves. Nothing really taking the essence. One has to come to this conclusion that I have to get rid of material sense gratification. Bas ho gaya. No more spirituality as a cosmetic. I have to practice it sincerely. And this is what actually one of the very beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada is that Srila Prabhupada was in Australia, Sydney. And he was addressing 12-year children in a school. Sydney, the school was Sydney Grammar School. And all the children, not more than 12 years. And one amongst them only was knowing what is Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada asked, how many of you know Bhagavad Gita? And only one boy raised his hand that I know. So amongst hundreds of students, only one boy knew about Bhagavad Gita. And interestingly, Prabhupada spoke on one of the most difficult chapter in Bhagavad Gita. That was 13th chapter, Prakriti Purusha. There Prabhupada spoke 13th chapter and nobody knew anything. But what was the qualification of these children? The purity. Purity of heart, innocence. And receptiveness. They were ready to receive. Although subject matter was difficult, but they were ready to receive. That purity was there. And they could understand. The boys were happy after the talk of Prabhupada. And the same day, in the evening, Prabhupada was called to address a very sophisticated adults, refined gentleman, a refined quote-unquote. There Prabhupada spoke very basic elementary subject matter. Very basic. And the devotees were bewildered. What is this? Morning may which, like when you talk to the children, you talk basic things. And when you talk to the adults, you are talking complex, very difficult subject matter. But here, the thing was, the adults, the people over there, it was a chapel, there, they were not receptive. They were lighting cigarette when Prabhupada was talking, as if they are lighting incense stick, isn't it? So, according to the audience receptiveness, spiritual master discloses the facts and figures. And that receptiveness makes that student, that disciple understand the subject matter. And that is displayed here. Mother Devuti was spoken. Like she was given the knowledge. And generally it is said, the Sankhya philosophy, Kapil Dev gave it to Mother Devuti. Which is one of the difficult things to understand. But she was receptive. And when she addressed Kapil Dev, that Paragam Tasya Tvam Tamaso Andhasya Dushparasyad Paragam Satchakshur Janmanante Labdham Metvad Anugraha. So what happens with such receptiveness that you receive the eyes, Satchakshu, you receive the eyes which can see the right thing, which you can able to discriminate. And such chakshu, janmantaran, they received after many, many births. So she is saying that I have received this because of your mercy. You are paragam. Paragam means spiritual master. Is one who, Prabhupada writes that, who is the spiritual master? Spiritual master is that person. One who takes a living entity from conditional life to the life of freedom. Paragam. From one end to the another end. From material world to the spiritual world. That is the duty of spiritual master. And here, Lord Krishna is playing that perfect role. Being a spiritual master of Sri Uddhavji. He's disclosing all the facts to Uddhavji and giving the proper understanding how to see things and the opinions around you. So here, now Lord Krishna is saying, yeah, everyone is right from their perspective. Is Lord Krishna all accommodating? Here Lord Krishna is saying, yes, yes. He is also right. And of course, here, if somebody makes different choices than us, that doesn't mean that person is stupid or foolish or unfaithful. That Lord Krishna is giving that understanding. Doesn't think if, or if somebody is saying that, oh, there are 9 elements instead of 24 elements. Or 28 elements. That doesn't mean that person is stupid. Generally, our understanding is that whatever I follow or whatever I understand, that should be understood by everyone. That should be accepted by everyone. We try to cast the same frame for everyone. But Lord Krishna here clarifying that no need to cast everyone into the same frame. Let them have their frame. But what he is expecting, he is not accommodating what conclusion you reach after you frame yourself. Your frame could be gold, your frame could be silver, your frame could be iron. Could be design, could not be having design. But the conclusion should be reached properly. So Lord Krishna here accommodating that, okay, there may be 10 fans in the class or 20 fans in the class. Or there might be something over there or not. Somebody might consider this object or that object. No. But he is not compromising. He never compromised on principles. He may compromise or he may accommodate the quality of people, he is going to accept. The quality of different things or the enumeration of different material objects, he may accommodate. But if it comes to principles, Krishna does not accommodate. And therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, when somebody tries to say, Krishna has been an ordinary human being, he has taken shelter of this body. So Krishna immediately says, Avajananti mamudam manushim tanumashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Avajananti mamudam. Immediately he says, no, he does not accommodate. That somebody is telling or somebody is saying, somebody comes to this conclusion that Krishna has taken shelter of this material body. Krishna is something different than what we see. No, he says that person is foolish. Avajananti mamura. He does not accommodate. So the principle. And if somebody says, I am God, that also Krishna does not accommodate. Paundraka, he tries to tell everyone and to Krishna even. Yesterday I was discussing, Purushottam Rao told me that, this is one another point. That when Paundraka, when he told that, Krishna please, oh lota do, mera sudarshan, aapne galti se le rakha hai. You have taken it. That sudarshan, give me back that sudarshan. Krishna said, okay, I'll give you back. He gave him back, but with the gift of his own head. That sudarshan cut off his head. There, Lord Krishna says that, Lord Krishna told him that, you falsely declare yourself to be Vasudev, imitating myself, therefore, no one is greater fool than you. He told this to Paundraka. If you claim yourself to be Vasudev, you try to imitate me. So Krishna did not accommodate. Are ha, Paundraka, you are also right. No. He said, you are fool. Greater fool. So Krishna will accommodate things. Okay, there could be elements, different numbers. But the essence, if somebody differs from the essence, he does not accommodate that. He clearly, and that is what Acharya is all about. Acharyas, they accommodate. They are reasonable. But when somebody compromises or somebody speaks different essence than the Shastras and the Lord, they do not accommodate. And that is what a devotee needs to understand. What things to accommodate in their life and what things need not have to accommodate in their life. So this is the principle. The second thing which I would like to discuss is that, what is the purpose of all this enumeration? There are different elements is been enumerated. The purpose of all this enumeration is becoming detached from the material world and becoming attached to the Lord and the Spirit. If somebody does not come to this conclusion, after enumerating all the elements, he wants to become more attached to the material world. That is not the purpose of enumeration. That is what Lord Krishna is telling here. That all the philosophers, their purpose of enumerating is becoming detached from the matter. If that is not happening, If your yoga is not detaching you from the material world, that is not the yoga, that is only bhoga. So one has to be very, very clear in understanding that am I becoming detached from the matter and I am becoming attached to spirit or not. So that is the purpose of all this philosophical brilliance. Becoming attached to Lord. Becoming servant of the Lord. And if that purpose is achieved, then it doesn't matter. Just like for a businessman, what matters at the end of the day? How much profit he had made? Kitna aaya hai, isn't it? That is the whole and sole purpose. How somebody got that profit, it is different detail. What he wants at the end of the day is profit. Similarly, a seeker should not get bewildered that how somebody is approaching the Lord. Whether that person is achieving the purpose or not, that a seeker or the spiritualist should look after. He should not get bewildered with the different opinions and different views. Because when somebody is bewildered, that means the mental muscles of that person is weak. He is getting bewildered with the different philosophies or different views. A spiritualist come across many such things which bewilders his mind, which confuses his mind. But he should be fixed in the purpose and the essence of the scriptures which is been spoken by the Lord and the devotees of the Lord. And whatever comes, then that he should be able to discriminate. So one has to develop his mental muscles to pass through all such opinions and all such bewildering philosophies. And there are different philosophers, they have described spiritual aspect differently. But a devotee of the Lord, yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana, shraddhavan bhajate yoma same yukta tamamata. That conclusion, that essence should be fixed in devotee's mind. That Lord Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And I am being the jiva, the servant, supposed to be surrendering to the Lord. And the sharanagati is the purpose of this enumeration. That one should be able to develop that surrender. That material elements, the material world is designed in a way so that living entity can surrender each and every element. Makes you humble. And when you are humble, surrender becomes easier. Recently I was in Badrinath, and I was seeing huge mountains which I never seen in my life. And when you stand in front of these mountains, your existence is so tiny, just like an insect in front of an elephant. Only one element, earth element, can make you feel so insignificant. Nothing. If a landslides happen over there, no one can do anything. That avalanche happened in 2013. It wiped out everything. No one could do anything. The current of water of Ganga, if you see, even the bravest of the person will be fearful in standing in front of that current of water. Water can make you feel scared. That is what material nature, the material elements makes you humble. And then you understand the greatness of Krishna. My God, what he has created. Each and everything can make you humble. So that is the purpose of all this enumeration, material elements, how powerful it is. The creation can make you humble. And that is what Krishna's power is. And that is what has been spoken in the verse which I spoke. That he can turn anything into anything. Him, which is supposed to be, ice can supposed to be cool, but he can turn by his ichcha into a fiery element. And therefore, a devotee when he takes surrender, when he wants to surrender, then Krishna displays his qualities. He is not only a person who can turn around everything, but what inspires a devotee to surrender to the Lord is his Lord's qualities. Not only supremacy of the Lord attracts the surrender of a living entity, but the qualities, the sweetness of the Lord also attracts the living entity to surrender unto him. And that is what has been spoken. One has to surrender to the Lord. So another verse which has been spoken is describing the qualities of Lord Krishna. Vatsalya dabaya pradana samayartati nirvapana audaryadaga shoshanadaganita Shreya Prapana Sevya Sripate Reva Sarva Jagatam Ete Yata Sakshina Praladascha Vibhishanascha Kirirat Panchalya Ahalya Dhruva. Here, why one has to surrender to the Lord? Savior Sripatir Eva, Sripatir, the husband of goddess of fortune. Why one need to serve him? Why one need to surrender unto him? Kyon karna chahiye? Sharanagati kyon lena chahiye? He is saying because Vatsalyat Abhaya Pradhanat. He is offering affection. He has unlimited affection for his devotees. One who surrenders unto him. Abhaya Pradhanat. He offers fearlessness to his devotees. Artarti Nirvapanat. That one who takes away the distress of one who is in distress. Pidito ki pida dur kar dete hai. Artarti. Why one should take surrender? Again he says, audaryat, udarta, unlimited audarya. And again he says that, agashoshanat, that he absorbs all the sins. One who is carrying in his life, or one who has been performing. And another quality of Lord Krishna has been described that aganit shreya prapanat, means he offers such an opulence, such a position to his devotees which cannot be offered by anyone in this world. So no one can offer such position and such opulence to his devotees. So somebody asks, is that really a truth? Kya same hai ye sach hai? So here the devotee says, hey, wait. There are witnesses. Sakshina, yata sakshina. Who are that people who had received all this? So he says that Prahladascha. Are Prahlad. The affection which Lord showered upon him was unlimited. How much affection he showed to Prahlad? It is said that when Lord Narsingadev appeared from that pillar, Satyam vidatum nijabritya bhashitam swaptim chabuteshu akileshu chatmana adrishyata adbhutam rupam stambe sabhayam namrgam namanusham. When Lord appeared in that ferocious form from that pillar, it is said that in one of his eyes, he had unlimited anger for Hiranyakashyapu. And in one another eye, he had unlimited affection for Prahlad. Actually, it is very difficult to show different emotions in your eyes. It can show, both the eyes can show only one emotion. If you are angry, both the eyes will show anger. And if you are having affection, both the eyes will show affection. But Lord, although he was angry towards Hiranyakashyapu, but because his vatsalya towards Prahlad Maharaj, he was not pacified by anyone. But as soon as Prahlad came forward, immediately all his anger was subsided. That is what Lord's affection towards his devotee. We can hear, we have heard that how when Prabhupada had that stroke, when he was all alone in that Jaladuta, that famous painting which Haridas Thakur Prabhu had painted, that Lord Krishna personally coming and putting his lotus hand on Prabhupada's head, giving him assurance. And just like mother, she gives assurance to the child, Dharmat Beta, everything will be taken. That Vatsalya, Krishna personally comes to his devotee. Therefore, that inspires surrender. That Vatsalya, and the Sakshi, who is the Sakshi? Prahlad. Abhaya Pradhana. He offers fearlessness to his devotees. And who is that Sakshi? Bibhishan is the person who has received fearlessness from the Lord. From the terror of Ravana. How much terror Ravana has created. That one time, Ravana went to the place where Varuna was performing sacrifice. And he had received the news that all the demigods, they are present in that sacrifice to take their oblations. So Ravana reached to that place. And as soon as he reached there, he saw no one was there. Not a single demigod. All the controller of the planet, they were not present. Only Varuna and his priests were present. So Ravana, then Varuna welcomed him and pacified him. And Ravana went thinking that, my messengers, they are foolish peoples. They gave me wrong tip, wrong information that all the demigods are present. So what had happened? The information was correct. But as soon as all the demigods, all the controllers of the universe, they came to know that Ravana is storming, that they all had hid themselves into different forms. So Indra had taken the form of a peacock. Another demigod had taken a form of a chameleon. And all other controllers, they had taken a different bird's form. So that was the terror. That was the fear created by Ravana. To such Ravana, Vibhishana dared to denounce. And he came to the take shelter of Lord Ram. And to that Vibhishan, Lord said, declaring that Sakrid eva prapannoyam tavasmit yachate abhayam sarvada tasmay dadami etad vratam mama. I have taken a vow, one who takes shelter or one who says only once, that Sakrid, if Sakrid word comes always. Sakrid means only once. Only once one who chants the holy name, Sakrid. So the word is being stressed over. Lord Krishna is stressing that word, Sakrit eva prapannoyam. Agar kisi ne ek baar bhi bol diya hai, if somebody has spoken that Lord, I am yours. This is my vow that I offer fearlessness, abhaya pradana, and the sakshi is Vibhishan. Time is less. I'll just finish in 5 minutes. The remaining witnesses of the Lord's qualities. Then he says, Artarthi Nirvahapanat. Who is the Sakshi? The Sakshi is Kirirat. Kirirat is Gajendra. Gajendra was caught by a crocodile, a deadly crocodile. Who was taking away his life. Ittam Gajendra sap prayatat sankatam pranasya dehi vivasho yadrichaya. That he was caught into danger situation. Sankatam. And that time, Gajendra took shelter of the Lord. Artha arti. Namami me nyataya turam gaja kutakkarinya prabhavanti mochitum grahena pashena vidaturavritipi aham chatam yami paramparayanam. Are who can help me? My soldiers, the powerful soldiers in my army, they could not help me out from this troublesome situation. What prabhavanti mochitum kutakkarinya, what this wives of mine will do if my powerful people, powerful soldiers could not help me outcome this difficult situation? Who can help me out? Only one, yami paramparayanam, that Supreme Lord. So he took shelter of the Lord. And Lord came running to save his devotee. Gajendra. Gajendra is a witness. And therefore, one should feel inspired to surrender to the Lord. And then he says, Audharya, Udharta. Lord Krishna is Udhar. He can offer unlimited things to his devotees. And then he says that who is that person who received that or who experienced that Audharyata? So he says that Draupadi. Lord took a form of a sari. And people were thinking, ye sari hai ya nari hai? Karuna kar Draupadi pukari, patap mein lipat gaye vanwari. So that is the udharta, audharyata of the Lord. Agre kuru naam ata pandava naam dushasane narita vastra kesham krishna tadakroshadananyanatha govindama damodaramadavaiti. She remembered Krishna. She took shelter of Lord Krishna. And pat me lipat gaye vanwari. That is the nature of the Lord. She is the witness. And then Agasoshana, one who takes away the sins of his devotees. And who is that witness? The witness is Ahalya. She says, she was lying as a stone in lone forest because of the curse given by her husband, Gautam Rishi. So each and every living entity, actually Shukdev Goswami calls living entity as a Agavan. Agavan jaise dhanavan hota hai, matlab jiske paas bahut dhan hai. So living entity is called as a Agavan. Means one who is possessing unlimited sins. So when living entity becomes Agavan, when he is minus of Bhagavan. So in his life, if Bhagavan is not there, so he becomes Agavan. But the same living entity adds Bhagavan in his life. So what he becomes? He becomes Bhagyavan. So as soon as Ahalya came in contact with Lord Ram, Bhagavan, she became Bhagyavan. Agasyoshanat. Lord has that capacity to absorb all the sins of his devotees or anyone who surrenders unto him. So the devotee is saying that is the witness that Ahalya, who was lying as a stone, Krishna made her free from all this. And Aganit Shreya Prapnava, one who offers unlimited opulences and unconquerable positions to his devotees. And the example is of Maharaj Dhruva. Dhruva Maharaj, Lord Krishna offered him material opulences. Actually, one of the words which Narad Muni has spoken about Dhruva Maharaj is very wonderful one. He says that Yakshatra Bandur Bhuvi Tasyadi Rudha Manvarud Rudekshatpapi Varshapugai Shatapancha Varsho Yadahora Bialpe Prasadya Vaikuntam Vapi Tatpadam. Are he was a Kshatrabandhu. Dhruva Maharaj was Kshatrabandhu. He is calling him Kshatrabandhu. It's interesting. Why he was calling him Kshatrabandhu? Because he was just a 5-year-old child. Shatapancha Varsho. Are you 5 or 6 saal ke hi bachche the. Means he had not got a proper training in Kshatriya ruling or Kshatriya nature. He was immature in that time. And therefore he is calling, Narad Muni is calling him Kshatrabandhu. He did not have even qualification of a Kshatriya. But still, because he performed austerities unto the Lord, what had happened? Lord had given prasadya vaikuntamapam tatpadam. Immediately, that time, when he was 5-year-old, not only he gave a material position, which is far, far better than his own grandfather, great-grandfather. But the spiritual world, at that time only he had offered, which is not possible even a Kshatriya who had unlimited qualities. That is how Narad Muni was glorifying Dhruva Maharaj. And that is how Lord's nature is. So devotee has to understand that these are the qualities of the Lord. Although we might be struggling in our practices, we might not see hope that is this process working or not? Is that Lord taking care or not? If we continue, that is what Asha Ban, that is what the quality of a devotee is. He is hoping against hope that Lord is going to take care. And that is how one should be inspired to take shelter and surrender to the Lord. And that is what has been spoken here. Everything is all right if that thing facilitates our surrender unto the Lord. If we are taking shelter, then everything is all right. And that is the essence and the purpose of all the philosophies, all the descriptions, and all the scriptures. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. I'll just summarize what we have discussed today. That we discussed the first thing, that whether Lord Krishna is all accommodating or not. That when it comes to people, when it comes to different description, Lord Krishna is accommodating. But when it comes to principles, Lord Krishna does not accommodate. The second thing we discussed, that what is the purpose of all this enumeration or all this description or the creation is to facilitate surrender, to understand our relationship of with the Lord, with the nature, and the relationship of the matter with the spirit or with the Lord. That is the purpose. And what inspires devotees, then the third thing which we discussed was, what inspired devotee to take shelter of the Lord? Not only his supremacy, but also his sweetness, how he deals with his devotees. That inspires surrender in the heart of the devotees. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.